Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're doing radio. We're doing devotions. We are actively working on self. And all these things take heart, bravery, dedication, all the good things, all the positive things we can conjure up. That's what it takes to do what we do. You know, staying consistent and dedicated to God is not an easy task, you know. And anyone that thinks it is, I'm going to question them, okay? Why? Why do you do all this work? You know, doesn't God just love us just because? Of course he does. Of course he does. But really, for us to develop the type of relationship that is most beneficial, we've got to be able to maneuver in this world, in this understanding. And that means we have to be able to go through some things, ignore some things, work past some things, all of that. And how do we do that? You have to show, you have to prove to God that we can handle things. You know, I learn more about God through my children than I do any book. They are great, wonderful teachers. And so anytime I have a question, hey, you know, how does God view me? Just look at my children. It's very simple. It's very easy. You know, this is why, you know, we speak about the Father, you know, because that is God for us. Our protector, the head, all of that, right? And I know how I work with my children. I don't just wake up one day and do the car keys. That's not how that works. You have to show that you can handle the car, that you can be responsible in the car. You have to show me that you practice driving. You have to, it doesn't just happen automatically overnight. Let me tell you this. It doesn't happen just because we've reached a certain age. Okay? So, you know, you say, hey, you know, I'm 50. Give me my rights. Give me my due. I can guarantee you it doesn't happen like that either. You know, I know many a 50-year-old that does not have their rights because they haven't proven that they're ready to take the test. And then there are those that run from the test. And I'm like, okay, well, you'll never get behind the wheel legally, meaning you'll never have the full benefit because you were so afraid to allow yourself to be tested. So we have to really work harder to be okay with the test. It's all right. God puts no more on you than you can handle. So therefore, the test has got to be okay somewhere, right? That means you've got to have a chance in or learn from your mistakes. Sometimes passing the test is just learning from your mistake. It's just being able to say, okay, I know not to do that again. And God said, okay, that's exactly what I want you to learn, all right? This is day 17. Meaning we're on a down spiral from here. That means we've done more days than we have left to do. Congratulations. Congratulations for making it this far. I think I started this mission, I think maybe Friday. Just calling people, hey, how you doing? How's this fast coming? And I have heard, oh, it's heavy, it's difficult, the most difficult one yet. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? I was talking to a young sister yesterday, and she said, okay, 2020 was bad. 2021 was like, oh my goodness. 2022, she said, I'm on the flow. I don't know what more I got to give. And you laugh. I'm like, please don't even ask. But I can concur that there is an extra air of difficulty. So what do we do? What do we do when we are faced with difficulty? What do we do when there's adversity close by? What do we do? And, you know, the answer has to be reaching into our toolbox and buckling down on something. Because if not, it'll bother you. Let's say that. If you don't sit back and say, hey, look, I know for a fact that I'm in a situation, maybe a situation I've never been in before. If you don't buckle down and say, hey, I don't know what to do. I got to rely on God to guide me. If you're not able or willing to do that, then you're going to find yourself in some major, major trouble. 2022, I remember when 2022, number one, came in like a bear, okay? And it has been rocking our foundation ever since. And speaking to a number of other spiritualists, part of the shift, you know, the messages that came forward, one of the major ones was to guard the mind, because people are going to be going through situations they've never been through before, and it's going to be an attack of the spirit and an attack of the mind. Okay? So if there was an attack coming for us spiritual people, us wonderful approach, I would assume they would do it when we may be distracted, thinking about a biscuit, huh? You guys hear me? It would come when you're distracted, thinking about, you know, the housing crises that we're in. It would come when we were disappointed, dismayed, already a little mad or questioning God. That's when I would attack. So if this fast has been difficult, understand where we are. We're at a pivotal crossroads in the understanding of how this new world is going to be. So this shift has been coming, maybe I would say 5 years. We're transitioning from a patriarch to a matriarch system, spiritually. As above, so below. We're shifting to where women are having more leadership roles, you know, just being able to express themselves and, you know, just have the things they're looking for, right? And that's all good. The problem is not the shift from patriarch to matriarch or from matriarch to patriarch. The problem is the actual shifting, the crossing of the guard. You know, unfortunately, whenever they go to rob the bank, don't they do it at the shift change? When there's more confusion, when there's more movement, when there's more things, isn't that usually when the bank robbers go in and steal from the bank? Right? This is where we are, family. We're right in, look, talk about a crossroad. We are at the crossroad of life, a crossroad of good and bad, a crossroad of just energy. And we wonder why it's not cool, calm, and collected. So knowing that this is bigger than us, what can we do about it? You know, I was speaking yesterday to a good friend of mine, and I said, look, they're fighting in Israel. Israel is a home. They're fighting in Israel in the middle of Ramadan and in the middle right before Easter. So nobody's holy month is being respected. No one's sacred time or sacred place is being respected. How do you think this is going to impact all the positive messages that are supposed to be going up right now? Now, I'm in Georgia. I can't control the climate going on overseas. I can't do that. But I can control myself. And I can control what I say. I can control what I do. I can control what I eat. You see what I'm saying? So the things that we can control, let's think about that. Because that's all God is asking us to do. Because if I can control me and I can control my household, then I can put that in the pot for good. We don't have to be in the pot of indecisive, like, yeah, it might be good today, yeah, it might be good tomorrow. I don't have to do that. So let's think about what it takes and what it means to be this person. What does it mean for my family if we buckle down and got serious about our spirituality, got serious with our life? What would it mean if we were to buckle down and work as a community together? You know? Only ask me to control things you can control. I'm only asking for you to try to have a good fast, you know. Of course, there will always be circumstances out of our control, but there are a great deal of circumstances within our control. We have to grasp the control. We have to grasp the accountability and the responsibility. Okay. All right, day 17, explaining the gifts of the Spirit. I love gifts of the Spirit. You know, many of the muscles that I use to do the work that I do are considered gifts of the Spirit. Okay. A lot of times when people think about spirituality, they're like, hey, question number one, what are my gifts? You know, they want to know they're going to start floating. You know, if I could float, my legs would shrivel up because I would never use them. I would just float here and there and, you know, just be flying around. And, you know, now I know why the little cherub angels, you know, always flying around getting into stuff. That would be me. People always want to know what the gifts are, but they never usually want to know what the work is. They want to receive gifts before they even learn how to take care of it or take care of themselves. With every action, there is a reaction. So we have to be cautious. You can't, you know, I'm ready for the car keys. Oh, okay, do you have insurance? Insurance? What's that? That's what accountability and responsibility looks like when you have car keys. Oh, don't have that. Okay. Do you have a license? What is that? That's when you have gone before a governing body and said, hey, test me. I'm ready to be tested because I'm ready to drive. No. You just want the gift car. You see how that works? You see what we're doing or what we're not doing? So when it comes to gifts of the Spirit, I want you to be excited. because some people will have some very awesome gifts. And what I usually find is that the gifts are connected to your study. Whatever God has asked you to study, that's usually where your gifts come in at, right? Or they can be often connected. So I want you to be excited. You know, everyone loves gifts. You know, our birthdays come around. You know, some of us don't even have birthdays. They have birth months, or they take the whole month to celebrate their joy. Oh, that's so wonderful. I love it. I love it. Celebrate yourself. That's fantastic. But before we start receiving gifts, we got to know what our level of accountability is. And we have to know how to properly protect ourselves in the midst of it. I know within a wonderful approach, there is a divining class. You can learn to divine. You can learn how to read ODs. And come July, there will be more classes that you have the option if you would like to join us. You can join us. But in this class, you were beat over the head about accountability, responsibility of being able to have this gift and learning how to be responsible and learning how to protect yourself is just as important as the gift itself. It does not benefit you to learn how to, you know, skydive if you're not also going to have the parachute. It's part of the skydiving experience, okay? So I really just want people to take a minute. Before we start asking for all of these wonderful gifts, let's make sure, one, that we understand them as much as we can. And let's make sure that we've done our part to become accountable and responsible for them. You see what I'm saying? It will save you some heartache on the back end. I promise you that. All right? All right, explaining the gifts of the Spirit. And let me see. I've gotten, you know, referred to our handy-dandy notebook, Aligning Yourself with God. I've gotten so many wonderful compliments. And, I want to thank everyone. But I also got to tell you, the book was Spirit-led. You know, I'm following instructions. I'm just doing the writing part. In the editing part, you know, there were some real key points that God wants everyone to get, and I'm just doing my part, okay? Take the time to go through it and really go through the exercises. There's a lot of positive things to learn from it, okay? All right, part of the gift, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, increased faith, gifts of healing, gifts of miracle and prophecy, discernment of spirit, and each one of these, to me, is a lifelong study. A lifelong study. It'll take decades of full-time study to be able to say, okay, I now understand what words of wisdom mean. I now understand how to do the discernment of spirits. There are just as many spirits and types of spirits as there are birds in the air, okay, if not more. And it's very difficult to do that. And it'll take a whole study. And in fact, some of these, I know for the ones that do this well, it hasn't just taken a lifetime, it's taken two or three. You know, because I think about myself, I didn't start my study of spirit, of divining. I didn't start that. My mother started that. And so I came in after she's already spent 20 years studying. And then I picked up her study. So I get the benefit of at least 20 years. And she had the benefit of 10, right? And then I'm going to add my body of knowledge, my 20, and then I'm going to pass on to someone else what I know. And then they're going to, you see how that's working? So when I say this study is going to take a lifetime, it may take multiple. But it's worth it. And if it is your gift, it's your responsibility to learn it. You know what I'm saying? So not only is it going to be good for you, good for your family, good for your community, it's your responsibility. So go on, get in there, get it done, start the study. And when you start your study, you'll find out, wait a minute, I already been studying this in this form or that. I already have a knowledge base in this. And then you just learn to build from where your knowledge base begins. Okay? Look, family, I want to be able to spend a couple minutes talking about this fast. Okay? Because we're at day 17. Oh, all we have to do from here, from this point, we're just coasting. We got 13 more days after this one. Let's do our coast. Let's understand, man, we've done the hard part. After those first 3 days, you deserve a cookie, okay? After those first 3 days, it's like, look, you're doing it. You're doing what you thought you couldn't do. You're doing it. So let's spend the time being gentle with ourselves, being encouraging with ourselves. You know, you can be disciplined and gentle at the same time. At no time am I, if you have to bend the knee, you got to take a knee for a day. Take the knee. If you have to stop, you got to slow down, you got to regroup, you got, fine, I get it. Take the knee. But don't stay there. Don't get comfortable in the I can't. What I say, find a way that you can. For my people that, let's say you have to take medication, and there's quite a few of us that have to take medication. It's not a big deal. Switch to fruits and vegetables. But, oh, well, that's not a real fast. Yeah, it is. Someone that's doing raw, I'm about to die. So I'm saying find a fast that you can do and do that. Stick with that, okay? Set yourself up for success. Now, don't just stick your big toe in it now. Don't get to the point where, you know, you're being lazy or trying to set it up so that's an easy win. No. Challenge yourself. Stretch out a little bit. But understand that we are under some circumstances. So if this is difficult, allow it to be difficult. Okay? If this is challenging, allow it to be challenging. But allow yourself to push forward. All right? All right. Remember, stay on top of your journaling. Don't let your journaling slip because it builds up quickly. Don't allow everyone, please get your gift basket together so that you can start to see your progress. You want to see it. You want to see it grow. You want to see it become something more, you know, than what you already have, right? To your fast buddies. That's why we have fast buddies, okay? Reach out to your fast buddies. Make sure they know, hey, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm struggling. We can make it through. We're going to be able to make it through this. We're going to build. We're going to grow. We're going to develop. We're going to be better on the other end of this than we are right now. Okay? It takes us, though. It takes us. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Try to be hard. Try to be better than you were last year. Try to be more determined. Be more energetic. Be more, be more, be more. Okay? So, please, please, please don't let this be the last prayer you hear today. Let this be part of your beginning prayers. Okay? Father, Mother, God, we thank you for bringing us to day 17. We thank you for creating the positive energy around each of us that you have. We thank you for shielding us, for allowing us to be better than we were yesterday. We thank you for the promise that you provide for us, the promise of positivity, the promise of good tidings, the promise of protection, all the beautiful promises that you have for us. We thank you as we go forward in them. We ask that you continue to bless us for the work that we do. We ask you to continue to allow us to grow within your grace, within your mercy. We ask you to allow us to be the best versions of ourselves as we're working through this, even working through the difficulties, God. We thank you for the opportunity to learn through these difficulties, okay? God, we ask that you add a little extra scoop of patience onto our day. May our guardian angels be there for us, willing to protect us, willing to watch over us. May we be good stewards of your word. May we be good stewards of the opportunities that you provide for us. We ask that you continue to bless the babies, okay? Watch over the babies. This world is out for even the babies. No one is safe. I tell you, negativity is disrespectful. But God, I know through you, all these things are possible. I fear not the challenges that are ahead. I fear not the impact that this negativity could have on me. I watch and look through all things through spiritual eyes, hoping to teach me whatever lesson that I need to learn so that I can grow and develop within the godly spiritual sense that I know that you want me to develop, God. I thank you for even listening to my sorrows and my trials and my tribulations. I thank you, God, for listening. Amen.